In Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. God bless you, and you may be seated. God will carry you from the womb to the tomb.
Yes, He will.
From the cradle to the grave. Because our God is a faithful God. The Bible says that He is the author and He is the finisher of our faith. What He has begun, He will finish. He will bring to completion, to maturity. Amen. Because our God is a living God. Angels are inanimate beings. They are but wood or stone or precious metals, and they cannot do anything. They have ears to hear, but they cannot hear. Right. They have eyes to see, but they cannot see. They have a mouth to speak, but they cannot speak. The gods of this world cannot carry you. Amen. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 46, amen, speaking of the gods of the world, that they bear Him upon the shoulder. They carry Him and they set Him in His place. If you serve the gods of this world, you're going to have to carry your God. You're going to have to bear Him on your shoulder. You're going to have to set Him in His place, because He can do nothing for Himself. Amen. Gods of the world are not gods at all, because there's only one true and living God. Amen. Baal and Nebo could not carry themselves, and so they were bowed down. They stooped upon the carriages that were heavy laden. They were a burden to the weary beast, the Bible says. Amen. That they were a weight. They were an encumbrance. They were an unnecessary object. Amen. That instead of them carrying those that worship them, they had to be carried. I want to know today that the God that I serve is not holding me back. The God that I know is not an encumbrance to my liberty, to my freedom. But the God that I know, He carries me when I don't even know how to put one foot before the other. Amen. I don't have to carry Him. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, but the gods of this, they bear Him upon the shoulder. They carry Him and set Him in His place. And He standeth. From His place shall He not remove. He isn't going anywhere. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, the God that I serve, amen, is going somewhere. Yes. Hallelujah. The God that we serve, amen, has a destination. Yes. Amen. That He is a God, amen, that leads us. He's a God, amen, that has a purpose. He has a plan. Amen. He is not a God, amen, that is remaining in the same place that He was. Amen. When God moves, we move with Him. Amen. As Israel, amen, followed God, the Bible says when the cloud, amen, moved, Israel moved with the cloud. when the pillar of fire, amen, removed itself to another place, the children of Israel went after, amen, the pillar of fire. Amen. Why? Because our God is alive. Our God, amen, is a God of purpose. Amen. He is not going, amen, to hold us back, but He's going to move us forward. Praise God. But the gods of the world, they cannot remove from the place. Amen. They're stationary. They just stand there.
That's right.
Amen. They're just something to observe. Amen. They don't participate in anything. Amen. But the God that we serve, He participates in our life. Amen. He's with us when we get up in the morning. He's with us when we walk in the way. Amen. He's with us when we're standing. He's with us when we're lying down. Amen. Because He's a God. Amen. Amen. That is with us. He said, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." He doesn't just stay in His place. Amen. Amen. God is not confined to a building. Amen. When you leave the house of God, amen, God doesn't, amen, stay on a pedestal. Yet God is not confined, amen, to a building that is made with hands. Amen. My Bible says that the heaven is His throne and the earth is His footstool. And nothing that we can build, amen, can contain our God. Amen. Because He is, amen, the true God. He's a God of power. He's a God of might. Yes. Ye one shall cry unto your God, and He cannot answer. He cannot save out of trouble. But my Bible says that the ear of the Lord is inclined unto the earth. Right. Amen. He hears the cry, amen, of His people. Amen. Our prayers go up, and He puts them, amen, He bottles them up. Amen. He remembers them. They're a memorial unto the Lord. He remembers, amen, our meditations in the midnight hour. Because our God, amen, is a God that hears. He's a God that sees. He's a God that knows. He's a God that speaks. Amen. He's a God that is alive. I'm glad tonight we are a church down. Amen. But He is active, amen, in creation. He's active in our lives. He's active in the church. He's active, amen, in everything that He has built. Amen, because He is the true and living God. Amen. Amen. He said, "Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly." As soon as you come forth out of your mother's womb, He said, "I'm carrying you." Hallelujah. I'm glad that God has been carrying me, amen, all these years. Amen. He's been carrying me ever since June the 10th, 1954. He's been carrying me. Hallelujah. He's been actively engaged in my life. Amen. I thank God because He is a faithful God. He said, "I, amen, have borne you from the belly. I've carried you from the womb." Amen. Not only that, amen, He knew you when you were still in the womb. Amen. He knew, amen, your destiny. Amen. He knew your name. Amen. He, amen, knows the end from the beginning. And that's the God. Amen. Isn't that great? Amen. That He knows Johnny Grissom. He knows Brandon Looney. He knows Bobby Hart. He knows the number of the hairs on my head. He knows the ones that are still there and the ones that have fallen off. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, "I'm faithful." He said, "Because I've borne you." Amen. You thought that you did it. You didn't do anything. Amen. I can't do anything. I can't make one hair black or white without Lady Clairol. Amen. I can't, amen, add one cubit to my stature unless I put on heels. hallelujah. But I serve a God, amen, amen, that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we're able to ask or even think. Amen. I can't do anything, but my God has been carrying me from the day that I was born. Amen. He said, I've born you. I've carried you. Amen. I'm glad somebody's been carrying me. Amen. But he's faithful. Amen. He doesn't just carry us when we're young and we're tender. He doesn't just carry us, amen, when we're young and foolish. We've done a lot of foolish things in life. But he's born with us. He's been faithful to us. We haven't always been faithful to God, but God's always been faithful to me. Hallelujah. Amen. I've stumbled and fallen, but he's been there to pick me up. When I know how to walk, amen, he was there to walk for me. When I was so weak that I could not lift up my head, amen, he was the lifter of my head, because our God is a faithful God. But he isn't just faithful to the young. Hallelujah. Amen. He's not just a faithful, amen, until you reach a certain age in life. Amen. And he's not just faithful to those middle-agers. But my Bible says, look at verse 4. And even to your old age. Even when, even to the gray hair, I will carry you. Hallelujah. Even when your body begins, amen, to come unraveled. Amen. I wake up some days and I feel pretty good. I wake up other days and I don't feel so good. Be nice to be able to wake up and feel 18 again. Amen. I got one amen. But even when you're struggling with age and your eyes begin to grow dim and your hearing's not what it used to be, and you carry your teeth around in a cup, God said, I'm still faithful. He said, I'm still faithful. I'll still, amen, bear you in my arms. I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. He said, I will carry you because I made you. I made you. And so I'm going to bear you. You're mine. It doesn't matter how young. It doesn't matter how old. It doesn't matter, amen, what you've done or what you haven't done. Amen. God said, you're mine. And I made you. And I'm going to bear you. I'm going to be faithful. If you'll walk in my ways, if you'll trust in my word, amen, I will save you. I will deliver you, because I am your God and I'm faithful. Amen. I'm faithful. I'll be with you from the womb to the tomb. I'll be with you, amen, from the cradle to the grave, because I'm a faithful God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you, amen, are still in your final day, if you haven't breathed your final breath, if you haven't accomplished all that God has purposed for you to accomplish, don't you fret. Don't you worry. My Bible says that he's the author and he's the finisher. He is just as good at finishing as he is with beginning. In fact, the Bible says, amen, that it is more blessed the end of a matter than the beginning of a matter. Amen. And that the day of one's death is greater than the day of one's birth. Amen. Because, amen, that death is not the end, but it is a portal by which we enter into another world. Amen. God said, I'm going to carry you. Amen. The Bible says when Lazarus died, amen, he was carried by the angels of the Lord. I'm glad that my faith is not in the gods of materialism. My faith is not in wealth or pleasure. My God is not my belly, but my God is He, amen, that formed me, He that breathed the spirit of life in me. And He said, I'll carry you, amen. I will be with you even to the end of the world. Amen. He will be able to carry us even upon eagle's wings, because there's none like our God. Amen. Amen. If you're struggling today, amen, if you are facing difficulties in your life, if you are being challenged, amen, with situations that you've never been confronted with before, amen, rest assured, amen, that the God with you is going to be there at the finish line. Amen. He's not going to leave us. Amen. Amen. The God that brought the children of Israel out of Egypt by signs and wonders, He didn't forsake them in the wilderness. Amen. When they asked for bread, amen, He gave them angel food. Hallelujah. Amen. When they desired meat to eat, amen, He sent quail into the desert. When they thirsted, He caused water to come out. And under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor by the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, and keep thee in all thy ways. Verse 12, and He said, and they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. There is no God like our God. There is no God like Jesus Christ. Amen. He will bear you. He will carry you unto the end. There's a story that's told. Amen. Of footprints in the sand. And the observer noticed that at the beginning of the journey that there were two sets of footprints. But then suddenly there was only one set of footprints. And he turned to the Lord and he said, why did you leave me? Why did you forsake me? Amen. At that point in my life, you may feel today that God has forsaken you. There may be things that you don't understand that are going on in your life. You may think that God has forsaken you, that God has turned His back on you, but I want you to know that God has not turned His back on you. That person asked the Lord, Lord, where were you when I needed you the most? And He said, those footprints, they weren't yours. They were mine. Because when you could not carry yourself, I was the one that carried you. Hallelujah. I want you to know that He will bear you today. Whatever you're going through, whatever trials, whatever afflictions that you are going through today, amen, that God will carry you He'll not be a burden. God will not be a weight that you carry on your shoulder. He will not be an encumbrance to hinder you in your walk with God. But He'll be a help. He'll be a strength. For in Him we live and we move and we have our being. Everything is because of Him. If you're victorious in life, it's because of God, not because of you. It's not by your own strength. It's not by might. It's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. My God will carry you. Oh, hallelujah. I said, my God will carry you. Oh, I'm glad that He'll carry us today. Would you stand? So hard, just sing this.
If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders,
He'll carry you today.
I know, my brother, that He will carry you.
Give it to Jesus today. You're carrying a heavy burden. If you're weighted down with the things of life, come to Jesus and let Him carry your burden. Cast all your cares upon Him today, because He'll carry you. Amen. It doesn't matter. Stage of life, He'll carry you today. If you'll just lean upon Him, you'll trust in God. He's faithful. Hallelujah. Praise God. God bless you today as we come. Amen. Those that would come and pray and seek the Lord, we invite you to come right now. Come and let Jesus Christ, amen, carry your burdens. God bless you.
Peter learned such a valuable lesson in the middle of the storm when he cried out in great fear, spoke to the raging storm, said, "Peace be still." Some years later, in the writing of his epistle, the apostle penned these words. He said, "Casting your cares upon Him because He cares for you." You don't have to carry your burden today. You can come and lay it down at the feet of Jesus. That's what this altar's for. So if you're carrying something heavy today and you don't need to carry it anymore, bring it to Jesus. Cast your cares upon Him because He does really care for you. Bring it to Jesus. Come on, folks. Come on, folks, there's an altar here. There's no need to walk out of here burdened. There's no need to leave here heavy laden and pressed down, discouraged and defeated. Amen. Come and let Jesus give you life. Let Him come. Come and let Him give you strength. Let Him restore your joy. Let Him restore your peace. Amen. That's what's waiting for you. Bring it to Jesus right now and just give it to Him. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yeah, that's it. Let's turn our faith to the Lord. Amen. Let's turn our prayers heavenward right now and just give it to Jesus. Amen.
My brother, that He will care. Master.